Well, I have to say he was more successful as a talking head with greasy hair than he is as Secretary of Defense. And the fact is that sharing this kind of information with your wife and others on a signal call, they have no need to know this information. It puts it in jeopardy. It risks the lives of those carrying out a military operation. This is the behavior of a small boy boasting to people he cares about. It's an act of self-aggrandizement. It's not responsible. And it says something very bad about the psychological state of the man doing it.
How does it resonate with the troops? I mean, theoretically, and maybe even practically, he jeopardized the lives of pilots who are flying the planes shouldn't have been there. The pilots shouldn't have been there, but they're just obeying orders. But if the other side knows they're coming, their lives are jeopardized more so than by just their being there.
Yes, and it appears that there have been multiple chats on multiple military aids, national security topics conducted by Mr. Hegseth and others. This is not new. We're now seeing that this is a regular pattern. It definitely jeopardizes the lives of those carrying out the operations they've been ordered to carry out. It is from the point of view of the rank and file of the military, who are subject to very strong discipline. This is an act of hypocrisy, as Mr. Cohen, the podcaster, said.